Swede Anna Olsen and American Michelle Bailey met 2 years ago, fell in love, and built a life together near Washington. Swedish pancakes have become a shared morning ritual. Neither can imagine life without the other.
I just feel lucky, and I just feel like, I mean, I never knew I could feel this good.
This is the love of my life, and I can't wait to marry her.
Michelle is a web designer, Anna a university instructor. Until last week, the couple feared U.S. law would force them apart or to move to Sweden when Anna's work visa expires.
It's, I almost would say, torture to live under the threat of having to uproot yourself. It's not just like a little right that is taken away from you, it's a life.
In March, Michelle and Anna stood outside the Supreme Court during oral arguments over the Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage as solely between a man and a woman under federal law. Last week's ruling, striking it down, brought euphoria and relief.
It was unbelievable joy and thrilling and exciting and tears.
It was indescribable, the feeling. It felt like I was flying for the rest of the day. I was just, like, felt so empowered.
It's a game changer.
For years, immigration attorney Thomas Plummer has fought to keep binational gay couples together.
These families are now going to be treated equally under U.S. immigration law, which means that families that are here in the United States can begin planning their life together, couples in exile can plan their return, and families that are apart can reunite here in the United States.
Hello, everybody.
Already, the Obama administration is weighing in. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announced that immigration petitions for a same-sex spouse will be reviewed in the same manner as those filed on behalf of an opposite-sex spouse. Michelle and Anna took part in U.S. Independence Day celebrations with added joy.
I have had my status elevated from second-class citizen, so I'm feeling pretty darn good.
Having lived here for 10 years, I've never been as proud of America as I was on June 26th.
And what now for the couple?
We're planning to get married in the very near future. And yeah, we're staying. That's the main part. It doesn't sound too exciting, but it is.
We're just going to stay living our lives and fixing the house up and whatever we normally do.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.